time.
Way back Wednesday. We're going back in time. So Antoine brought this up, and I do think it's a great example of, you know, when you kind of, and it goes every generation. So kids today will never understand what it's like to ... or they will never be able to hamalama tumalama, whatever it is. And I thought you brought up a very good point of something that kids today will never truly experience the joy of on one side or the true anguish of on the other side.
And it's not one of those things to where it's like serious. Like, this is like one of those fun things where kids would enjoy if they got to experience. It wouldn't be one of those okay boomer type moments.
Yeah. Though when you receive this, it's not really enjoyable, especially if someone puts a serious exclamation point on this thing. But man, it is so validating and vindicating to do this. And kids today, you don't get to have this. You don't ever get to have this joy.
Yeah, I was just driving. I was thinking, I was like, kids don't get to hang up on people.
No.
Or they don't get that real feeling of slamming a phone down or that raw, terrible emotion of having a phone slammed on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you guys hear it. Don't understand, because when you're on your phone and you hang up with someone, it's you just talking and then it's gone. And I get the other person probably just assumed you drove by a mountain.
I know, exactly. You lost signal. Mm-hmm.
Like, oh. There was no intention behind it.
You hung up with me. Actually, no.
Not sure.
Because
my phone, the Bluetooth cut out. I don't really know. But because man, yes.
Back in the day, like when you would get hung up on, you would feel that. You would call right back.
Call right back, or you go to school and be like, you really hung up on me?
Yes.
That's how you do it. Yeah, you go to high school.
You got to understand, too, I'm getting a phone so I can even simulate this, because we happen to have these office phones here. Because you could, there was a method to it. You could have a skill. Because if you wanted to hang up, you could hang up on someone and just, and that was that. Or if you really wanted them to know that, sucker, I am going to hang up on you, your whole family, everyone that lives on your block, your dog, everything, I would go.
Yeah, you hit it more and shake it.
You really feel it.
That's whoa, you had to be angry to do that.
And you would hear it on the other end, too.
Yeah, another problem, though, they have to remember the phone number in order to call and hang up. We don't remember phone numbers. So, I mean, right now, I couldn't tell you my husband's phone number. I don't
know. You don't
know it? I don't know.
I don't know my mother's cell phone number.
I have to go in my phone and look at it. I have to look at it.
I know our house number. I cannot call my mother's cell phone right now.
That's a scary one, because I mean, you got kids need to learn numbers. Yeah, an emergency. Well, it's in my phone. It's in my phone is a disaster for so many reasons. Passwords is another one. I don't know. It's in my phone. Well, what
your
happens?
Phone carries everything.
It's sort of like saying, "Oh no, it's in my arm." Well, if you lose your arm,
then what?
Yeah, what are you going to do with that? Do you have other things? Since we're kind of going way back Wednesday on this one, it's stuff like kids today. You'll never experience the joy or the anguish. Like, I'll give you one. Kids, they never have to deal with this anguish, and this is fairly recent anguish. But kids no longer have to do it because you get everything on demand. You just go to Netflix and watch whatever you want. You don't know the true anguish as you're sitting there and you're watching the season finale of a show or the final episode of a reality show, and they're about to declare the winner, and your DVR runs out, and it stops because there was some stupid football game that ran over like 10 minutes, and you don't have it, and you don't know. I will never forget. I used to watch the boxing show. What was it? The Contender? Remember The Contender. Uh-huh. The boxing reality show. And it was. It was the final episode of The Contender, and because it was a live boxing match, it kind of ran over a little bit, and I kid you not, as we're watching on DVR, it says, "Ladies and gentlemen, your winner, and The Contender is..."
Would you like to save or delete this this right here?
I mean, it was
so angry.
A travesty.
Yeah. So
travesty.
Angry.
We're doing a little way back Wednesday. The things like they don't get to experience it today.
No. There was one I had to respond back because it's still an open wound.
Which one is that?
About the recording over tapes.
Oh, yeah. Text 52353. Y'all will never understand the frustration of, one, having to rewind your VHS tape or watching a movie. Like, when you would rent movies, because, yes, you had to rent movies back in the day, you'd get punished if you didn't rewind them. And there was nothing worse if the person before you didn't rewind it. You want to go find them and kill them. I mean, that's how mad you were about that. Or getting yelled at by your brothers for recording a kid's show over one of their basketball games.
Yep, one of my basketball games got taped over.
Those are the days.
They were the days. You know, this one, and I'll agree with Michael in Madison Heights, and I'll go even further on this, because you'll never experience the fear and exhilaration of sprinting through your house like an American gladiator because commercials were almost over.
Yeah.
And because you had to sit through commercials. Mm-hmm. And you guys don't get to experience the true joy and accomplishment that you would feel of how much could I get done during that commercial break.
It's usually like laundry, like you have to move something to take the trash out or something.
Like, could I pee and make a sandwich and get back in time and not miss anything?
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you want to talk about victory. You felt good. Yeah.
Yes.